Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow. Happy Halloween where we are. Happy November when you're hearing this.
I know. You're hearing this on November 1st, but currently we're still in spooky season.
It's Samhain up in here.
How was your Halloween weekend?
It was good. I'm like, it's crazy. I get why, because of everyone's doesn't have work, but it's still, I'm like, can't we just have it on the actual Halloween? Why does everything have to be before?
They should just make Halloween
a federal holiday.
Yeah.
They should just have, it should be, or it should be like a 3-day festival.
I like where your head's at.
I mean, I know that's like kind of at this point, that's not going to happen. Because
that's what you want, though. That's your vision.
Yeah, like kind of a Mardi Gras or like a weird,
like pagan.
Yeah, lean into, like we were already celebrating a pagan thing. Like,
witchy.
Just lean into it. Make
devilish.
It like Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
I love that idea.
And then like, everyone has like Monday to like recover. Kids can go trick or treating that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just make it like
Monday's
a full,
like a family day.
Yeah,
a rest, a day of rest, a day of rejuvenation,
a day of reflection,
mm-hmm.
being pensive about like what you're
about the shameful things that you did all weekend,
but also about like what you're burning.
Yeah, what you're releasing,
what you're releasing in the harvest, and then like welcoming in with winter and like the new. The eventual spring.
I love this idea. I see you running for president on this platform.
My Halloween platform.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could get a lot of people behind it.
I absolutely think that you could appeal to many people from many different backgrounds.
It's like the actual truly bipartisan.
It reaches
vote.
Across the aisle.
Because no, everyone
even
can
like
agree.
Even like witchy weird people.
Yeah.
You get them to vote.
The pagan?
The pagan community.
I've got the pagan vote.
The Satanist community.
I mean, I know why it's like fun like to do it the weekend before always, but like it's just kind of like when the actual Halloween comes, it's always a little depressing. Because like everyone's like, no, I'm not dressing up.
And, it's like, a I tough, brought a wig. You did bring your wig. Wear it by all means.
But it's not right.
Well, it's not right for a variety of reasons.
I said I look like Sweet Baby Ray from the Fifth Element.
You look like whatever happened to Baby Jane.
I do.
You're like, I didn't make you lunch.
I wore a bob.
Last
night, that was actually, I was like.
You were having a chic bob moment?
I was serving cunt.
I love that.
In that moment.
Mm-hmm. Keep serving cunt.
Did you see the photo?
No.
It like actually looks like my hair. And I like. We
was it like Uma Thurman and Pulp Fiction?
No, it's like more like high bang. But like
a mini bang,
it's a bit of a mini
you
bang.
You are a mini bang. It's Parker Posey bob.
It is. It's the one I wore for. But it actually looked like it was my hair, and we had the Jeep roof down, and it was like magic hour.
It was like blowing in the breeze.
And I had it like in my mouth. And it was kind of like...
You got to live your long hair truth.
Yeah, I was like feeling... I was feeling really good in that moment.
I fully support you like having...
Wig moments?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should do it more. But right now I look... Positively, I look like...
You literally look like a... You look medieval.
I look like a...
You look like an unhinged gay that like has had it's in crisis. Gays in crisis. You look like so many different things.
I know.
It's cool though. It's shapeshifter.
You wore a wig.
I wore a wig. I found a wig that I had from a rave weekend from like 2015.
What, like Electric Daisy Carnival?
At Further Future Festival. The second and the
didn't
last.
Didn't you write an article about that?
Yeah. So I had this like blue wig with like bangs and like long. And then I wore the dress that I wore at our New York show at the Gramercy because it kind of had the same blue color that matched it. And then I just did a bright red lip and some sparkly eye. And then as I was leaving the house, I looked in the mirror and I was like, I think I'm kind of giving Katy Perry right now. But I was okay with that.
You were giving witness.
I was literally, I was radicalized by Katie's play residency in Las Vegas. And so I had to pay homage to my queen subconsciously.
I love that.
It was fun. I just was like, I'm not going to spend any money.
No.
On like any sort of costume thing. No. And I will find something within myself and what I have. Because I also had a red hat. I was like, I could be Paddington Bear. Like I have a lot of things that I like can pull out. So... I did that. Can I say something, though?
Yeah.
Which is really confusing to me, and I just need to see if anyone else
For it.
Okay. I thought that Daylight Savings, like, there was a vote, and it was canceled.
No, you're not... That's, like, you're allowed to ask that. I feel like you're self-conscious about asking, but, like, that's a good question.
I swear to God, I thought Senate, that I read... That,
didn't the Senate, like, in the Congress...
I thought everyone voted, House? And they were like, you know what? We've got to get rid of daylight savings. Like, we really don't need it anymore. And, like, it's hereby canceled forever and ever. Like, I was living in a world where savings was canceled, and then... But it's happening, like, this weekend. I've heard a lot of chatter over, like, preparing for daylight savings.
I think it might be gaining an hour... upcoming, it's like we get more sleep. But I think they got rid of springing forward, which is like the annoying one. I think they got rid of one. And now we just have springing.
We have fall back. But we don't have spring forward.
Spring forward is the one that's like, fuck.
But spring forward is also like, oh, it's lighter for longer.
Right. But I think they just made it so, because I think...
But that's just living in darkness all the time.
No, but I think it was more about like, letting people rest more. You're right that they got rid of one, but I think it was the annoying one. Spring forward is annoying because you lose an hour.
It's annoying, but it's also great because it's less dark. So that's right. Why I was like, oh, we're just going to live in the light now, but they actually want us to live in the dark.
No, they want us to live in the dark.
I feel like we're both wrong.
No, I think they did get away with just spring forward.
Okay, let's Google it. Because I was really confused.
No, I'm confused too.
Like, did they just lie to us to make us feel a glimmer of hope in one of our darkest hours? And then they just Maybe. Went back to, like, the olden times?
It's weird that they, like, that... I mean, I understand, obviously, it's, like, a man-made invention, but it is still weird that they're, like, we have power over time.
Yeah, like, can't we just abolish? Okay, so they approved a bill to make daylight savings permanent.
Fall back is permanent, right?
Starting in 2023.
Oh.
Oh, okay. The change would not take place until November 2023.
So it is fallback forever.
No, it's spring forward forever.
Oh.
I think. November 2023 is when it officially stops, I think.
Oh, that's so...
Yeah, that's it doesn't... Because it gets... Wait. I'm so confused.
I hate that.
It will be moving ahead, but then it will resume... When things like this happen, I literally can't wrap my head around it.
I don't either.
A full-blown infographic.
Politicians have too much power.
When Okay, someone else was really confused. They wrote, wait, didn't lawmakers vote to end this? Thank you, Seattle Times.
Yeah.
Asking the real journalistic hard-hitting questions.
What are their reasons for it? Just like, it's classist or something? Like, is there some like...
Oh, it hasn't been approved. Oh. Nothing's been done since March. Can anyone get off their fucking asses and work to just abolish daylight savings for the love of God? Do one thing that just unites people. I beg of you.
That could be...
Like, can we just get in. One little thing? That's all it takes. Is just like,
yeah.
Let's fucking end daylight savings and make everyone happy, for God's sake. But I want it light, not in the dark, in the light.
He who controls the light wins the winterms. So it's like, midterms
the
are next.
Winterms. The winterms. That's what we're voting
the
on.
The winterms.
That's what us, like, literal king and queen of misinformation. We're like, when are the winterms?
Yeah. But, like, if in the week, that's this week, either party was like, deciding once and for all on daylight savings, they'd get the vote.
If Joe Biden really cared and like was sentient, he would say, I'm signing the daylight savings bill today. And then he would win midterms.
Do you think he uses a sundial?
It doesn't matter what time of day it is. He's sundown in either way. Yeah. he's always in the dark.
He's always dusk with Mr. Joe.
It's been dark for years, Sleepy Joe. He probably wants it to be darker earlier, yeah. So he can just go to bed at 4:30.
Oh,
he's tie-dye. Put Grandpa down.
But
okay, so okay. Well, there's work to do.
There's work to be done.
There's work to be done. Honestly, like, this pisses me off. I feel like I work so hard. I'm out here just like setting up, breaking down, recording stuff. And like, all you guys have to do is draft up a fucking Microsoft Word document and get people to sign it.
Oh my God. I'm just having trauma flashbacks to being in New York when daylight savings and fallback came. And it would be like,
4:30, it's done.
Hung over on a Sunday and just like, it's 3 p.m. I'd be Vicky Gummelson. Because I knew it was just going to be dark for months.
I remember moving to Chicago in the fall of 2005.
Holy fuck.
And literally I was living in the South Loop. So it was financial district, like very tall buildings.
Yeah, no light.
That it was
shadow world.
It was like pitch black at 4 p.m.
You have
I was
no...
like, what is this? I just went into a vodka fugue because I was like, there's nothing to do except binge eat, watch TV, and drink like screwdrivers all night. It's a really dark, it's a dark scene. And it's have suicidal ideations on the subway. That was being like.
Well, that's everyone on a subway.
I know, but.
It's like me, when I was in New York, I'd be like, on the JMZ, just like.
I'm like, I could throw.
But yeah, that. At least in LA, it's like, well, actually, no, LA's fucked because
it's closer. It's more south. So it actually is darker here.
Yeah.
Like, even when I go to Oklahoma, it stays lighter longer because it's more north than Los Angeles.
And it's confusing because it'll be really nice and then it'll just be dark and it gets cold.
Yeah. I beg of someone in charge, like, please do the right thing, which is whatever the one is that makes it lighter. Like, I want to keep it like
spring
it is now.
Forever.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
We just would, it would just stay.
You want it to be like Midsommar forever.
Yeah. That's good for everyone. It's late, like, it's great. It's a little darker in the morning, but like, we
can
all live with that.
I can deal.
Yeah.
Who else is working? Elon Musk is hard at work on Twitter right now. He's officially purchased it, and he's announced an exciting new venture that has galvanized the blue checks of Twitter all around the world, including ourselves.
I'm literally
I love it. I think it's so funny.
I'm living for the troll. As someone that's just like, I have no attachment to Twitter whatsoever. Like, so every news thing that I see, I like cackle at the just like the troll element of it all.
Well, the one thing that's the only funny thing he's done, everything else has been a screaming hell, is he's making it. He's pitching. I think they're going to put into action that you're going to have to pay monthly to keep your blue check.
$20 a month to keep your blue check status. So it's apparently like, there are 400,000 blue checks.
Oh, we're in the.
And those.
There's like 400,000 people on Twitter.
Yeah, but I guess like the numbers of being like kind of what we were talking about last week, where it's 10% of the people on Twitter account for like 90% of the content, and the rest is just like lurkers and bots. So he's like, okay, these people need to pay so this can be like a solvent business, because I guess the ads that are being purchased on Twitter aren't really like as visible or something.
So now, so like we're everyone, I mean, it's now going to be like
no one's verified, which is kind of fine.
But people, but then it'll be like, who's going to be that person that pays to keep their check mark?
This is when everyone
has their eyes. I don't have the money for it, but also I will say they're gonna have to kill me to get my blue check. They're gonna have to.
They just take it off.
I'm making a joke. Okay. But like, I'm like, I'm going down.
I was like,
down.
Babe, prepare to fucking die. I'm going down. They're just gonna flip the switch.
No, I know, I know.
But also, you don't need it because everyone knows what your Twitter handle is. Like, no one's gonna be like, oh my god, like, who's real E. Carrio?
But I saw like Stephen King being like, fuck that, I'm not paying. I'm like, Stephen King, you have $1 billion.
Don't pay. It's too expensive. $20 a month, and it's a troll.
But he's doing this to piss off
the blue checks. They deserve to have a little troll.
But it is going to be really interesting to see who keeps it, because then it's going to be like, ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so stupid. Like, the whole thing is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a circus.
It is.
I'm glad to be looped out. I'm glad to be just on the sidelines enjoying the show / also not engaging with the show.
That's your privilege.
It's my privilege.
As long as I keep that loop check mark on Instagram.
Doll, you better cough up $20 a month.
On Instagram?
Oh, on Instagram. Well, that's owned by Meta. That's a whole other fish to fry.
I know.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
What else is going on?
Kim Kardashian wore...
She was that...
She was Mystique.
X-Men. Thing.
The all blue scaly, played by Rebecca Ramone, former Stamos, current
Rebecca
O'Connell.
Ramone.
She wore that to Tracee Ellis Ross's birthday party, but it was like a non costume birthday party.
That's major.
So Kim just was walking around like looking like a salamander.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Only I'm sure Kim she did that can get away with it.
I'm sure she did it on purpose.
I would welcome Salamander Kim into my home any day of the week.
Yeah. Maybe I think Kim should just leave that on for.
She basically wears that already just yeah. with no blue makeup. Like that's her day to day look is Skims.
I would wear that if I was going through what she's probably going through right now with everything happening. I'd wear
You'd go
fucking
full Sal.
I'd go full Mystique.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk around the streets and fight crime.
It sounds fun to be in salamander mode.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ultimate form of self-protection.
I saw a lot of
it's to go just like gecko.
Yeah, I saw a lot of repeat, like Saweetie the rapper always had also had that costume.
The sad like, thing about social media is that no costume is original anymore. Yeah. Like there's we've reached ultimate saturation of like there's just nothing
yeah.
that's really going to blow your mind. And you're going to end up seeing multiples of the same thing over and over.
My feeling and my belief is that I hate all the like social media rot, professional celeb costume photo shoots that we now have to endure.
Like Kylie's Elvira.
It's just camp. It should be camp off the cuff, like at a party or just like paparazzi, like, I feel like it's become just boring now.
That's why I thought like the move was just to like come up with something like on hand that is a costume, but not anything specific. And then that's Halloween is like blue wig, red lip.
Yeah, like I saw like a montage of all of Harrison Ford's recent costumes. And like one year he just was paparazzi holding two bottles of wine in a nun costume with those like googly eyed glasses. And
that's
I'm like,
cool.
That's Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
It's like random. But I feel like social media has made everything like you have to do these like big high effects costumes and photo shoots and videos. Like Addison Rae, her Gaga thing was cool, but like it was like so exact. It's not fun.
Was she Gaga?
She was Gaga at the VMAs with the blood, like
oh,
paparazzi.
Cool.
I mean, she looked amazing, but it was just kind of like
I saw her like Kate Moss one with a top hat.
I didn't see that. Do you know what I mean, though? It's like, it's not fun anymore.
Well, it's production value.
Yeah.
And it's just like, comes down to like your money and resources.
Yeah, it just feels, Halloween has become super like, classist.
Everything has.
Yeah. My favorite costume, though, is Macy Rodman. Do you know her?
Mm-mm.
She's a singer in New York. She's a comedian. She hosts Nympho Wars that, she's just so fucking funny and such a good musician, but she did Reba Fancy and she painted her top lip. Like she covered it to look like skin. Cause you know how Reba has that like small top lip and big,
mm-hmm.
and she looked exactly like Reba.
Oh, that's
and it
amazing.
Was just her like on a street in Brooklyn. It's you. I'll send it to you. It's truly the best costume I saw.
Nikki Takesh did Lisa Rinna. And I was like, That made me laugh.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She did like a fake, like a huge, like prosthetic lips.
I saw a really funny Rinna Eminem costume.
That's a good costume.
And it had the legs. It was like just their face and had legs coming down. And the little hair.
The Lisa Rinna Eminem.
Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of Julia Fox costumes, which I thought was...
That's cool.
That was chic.
That's cool for her. Like, it would be really cool to have someone dress up as you for Halloween.
Did anyone dress up like us?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
I've always hoped that someone in, like, Please Welcome to the Stage era, I was, like, praying that people would be Please Welcome to the Stage, but I haven't seen one yet.
For now.
For now. Please Welcome to the Stage got a shout out in Vulture last week.
Really?
My friend texted me. Yeah.
For what?
Because they were listing like all of Taylor Swift's like best songs or like ranking her songs. And then Style was there and they were like, it gave us the best piece of Taylor content we've ever seen.
Aww.
And I was like, hell fucking yeah.
You went.
I said, I do it for the applause, applause.
It's an immortal classic.
It really is.
The Blair Witch Project.
Gigi Hadid and the Blair Witch. What do you think of that, LA?
What do you think of that, LA?
Anyways.
Speaking of Elon Musk, he was at Bella Thorne's Halloween party, which I just is like a Mad Lib. Bella Thorne, I feel like, always turns it out on Halloween.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she kind of is living a every day's Halloween.
Yeah, it's always
a bit of
Samhain
in existence. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She's like a Wiccan.
Mm-hmm. I saw that an asteroid the size of the Empire State Building is set to nearly miss Earth tomorrow.
Hell yeah!
Which I think that would do damage.
If it hit,
mm-hmm.
You think?
Yeah.
Something tells me.
That would cause a lot of damage.
Yeah, I would say so. I think like a pebble would cause a lot of damage.
I feel like there's been more near misses than we even know.
Mm-hmm.
And they just haven't told us.
I got served some article in this app that will like...
So you're gonna say you got served another season of this?
Oh my god!
I was like, Laura?
That was like, what to do in case of nuclear fallout? And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ! And apparently, I mean, I was like, I'm dead. Like, this apartment is the draftiest apartment ever. Like, there's no.
You'd get immediate radiation poisoning.
Yeah, but yeah. They were like, go inside is the first thing. And then
get off the street.
Also, like, close the windows, like, try and be in a brick building. I was like, it's over for me. But they were like, then you need to shower immediately. And you need to use soap and shampoo. But whatever you do, do not condition your hair and do not use lotion, because I guess that traps radiation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're only supposed to use soap.
Bar soap.
Only it's just soap products. Like, don't use like the Dove moisturizing soap.
Can I like rub soap in my hair?
Well, yeah, you can use shampoo.
No. But like bar soap, like you can't. But you're allowed to use shampoo.
You're allowed to use shampoo and soap, but you're not allowed to use conditioner or lotion.
Okay.
Anything, I guess, that like can bind or stay on the skin or in the hair, like, because it can trap that. Which I was like, okay, that's a factoid I appreciate.
Does Hims hair strengthening products count as shampoo?
Is it shampoo?
Yeah.
And it washes out?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, there's no leave-in element?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can Hims. Your hair will probably grow like crazy after you get radiated.
Yeah, maybe it's the best thing
Hims
for me.
Hims plus radiation
equals.
You will have a full-blown horse hair mane. You'll be covered in tumors, but you'll also have the most luscious horse hair of your life.
Why do you think the algorithm served you that? Because of what's happening in...
Yeah, I think it's just like...
Well, there was that weird video that came out and inexplicably the city of New York just released like this kind of weird... Like, so, there's a nuclear bomb coming. Don't ask me why, but it's happening.
Oh my God, I can't. With that kind of tone of video, it's like...
And it was like a real person. It looked like a woman doing like a...
It's like
American Airlines,
yeah.
Like one of those like pre-flight safety videos.
I hate that.
And it was like, go inside. It said the same thing, but it was, I love that. Don't ask me why it's happening, but it is.
That makes me furious. It makes me want to puke. Like, have some fucking respect for the situation and act like it is like grave. I'd rather be like,
this is going to be awful.
Yeah. Or just be like real about it. Not like, I don't need any sass. I hate sass when it comes to just instructions.
Yeah, just I don't
stop.
I just
with the
want
song and dance. Some things don't need to be sassy in life.
Nuclear war does not need to does no. not need to invoke sass.
You don't need a joke writer for that.
No,
you don't need like a pitch. Just like fucking make it an instruction and leave the creativity to like elsewhere.
Yeah. No, agreed.
I watched a few movies, scary flicks. Well, last night and the night before, I watched Event Horizon because it's been a minute. That movie is so bad. Like, first and foremost, it's one of the cheesiest movies I've ever seen.
It's horrific, but it's also horrifying.
But it's also terrifying.
The
visions of hell, and like when they finally get like the old crew's video up and running, and they're like, oh my god, we see what happened to the old crew, and they're like fisting each other's throats and like vomiting blood and spiking. Yeah. I was like, oh my god.
No, when they hear the transmission,
I was like, these people are sick. Whoever thought of this, you're wrong for that.
And my queen, Julie Richardson, is just like,
love her,
booting the house.
She's booting the house down with like a fierce blonde.
My mid to late 90s queen, Kathleen Quinlan.
Mm-hmm. She's giving Baby Bear.
Who else was in it?
Lawrence Fishburne. Oh, so hot.
He's such a great, like, I just want Lawrence Fishburne in space.
I know. He was built for space.
He was built to be a captain of a ship.
He really was. Sam Neill, unhinged.
So hot.
Hot, but like,
where we're going, we don't need eyes to see.
Incredible work.
I mean, it's a cool concept.
It's a great concept.
Black hole would lead to like a hell dimension.
And the effects are amazing. Like the practical effects that they use are really cool. And like the scares, it has a lot of really good jump scares that got me.
But it's terrible.
The setting and like the ship itself and like those effects are really, really bad.
Yeah.
But then that also makes it kind of fun. It's camp.
Like campy. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else did you watch?
I watched this newer movie that was really highly rated on Rotten Tomatoes called Sissy.
Oh, I watched it.
Yeah.
It's great.
I liked it.
It was really good. It was really funny.
It's funny. It's like a little bit. I thought the main girl was incredible.
Incredible. Who is she?
I don't know. I think she's an unknown, but she like...
She terrified me.
It's a hard job to like carry your own movie, I feel like.
And be likable and also like repugnant.
Mm-hmm. And she really did that. I loved the girl that played the bully, the villain.
Yeah.
She killed me.
I thought the girl that played her best friend, who wrote the movie.
Oh, she did?
She played her perfectly.
Yeah, she was really well cast. Everyone was really well cast. Yeah. And like... Sometimes I have a hard time with movies that are like overly stylized or like glossy. Like it takes me out of it. It's a bit of that like Heather's movie thing where it's kind of uncanny but glossy. Mm-hmm. It's just not my preferred aesthetic, but right. I loved the gore was really good. I mean, there was one part where I just covered
the
my
tire.
Eyes. Yeah, I couldn't watch that. But I was like, work.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched Matriarch.
Oh, was it good?
That movie is unhinged.
Yeah, I saw the trailer and I was like...
It does a really good job of like creating a true mood of just like dread and like weird, foggy, tiny England town.
Okay.
The atmosphere is really good, but it starts to go off the rails like three quarters of the way through and I had to Google like what exactly was happening, but I liked it.
I watched Session 9.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That really scared me. I told you we started watching Terrifier because of Terrifier 2 is like this phenomenon that's like made so much money at the box office and it was made for like $2.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like 90%. So we were like, I guess the first one has to be good. And it was insane. Art the Clown is truly one of the scariest. He's so funny and like truly hard. He'll switch from being like brilliantly funny to just like absolute maniac. And he's whoever plays him. I don't know the guy's name. He played him perfectly. He was giving Labusi scarier than it, scarier than Pennywise.
Wow.
And just like,
but it's like camp, right?
Yeah, it's super campy. It's like, I think it was filmed in North Jersey.
Hell yeah.
It's like very low budge. I turned it off, though, because I was like, it was so camp that the gore wasn't, because I can't do super gore or, like, torture.
Like, it's, like, over the top gore.
Yeah, so it's not, like, Saw, But then there was one moment that it was too much for both me and Simon, so we turned it off.
Mm-hmm.
But I respected it.
I love that.
And what else did we watch? Oh, I started watching this one, a Florence Pugh joint on Netflix called Malevolent.
Oh, yeah. How is that?
It's actually good.
Tight.
She's just so good.
She's good.
I mean, the movie is like, it's like a B horror movie, but I'm like, and this was like, I think it was made like a few months before, or it came out like a few months before Midsommar came out. So it was like still her and her.
What's it about?
She's like a psychic who her brother and her and their team scam people in Scotland by like pretending to be cleaning house, but she actually has abilities. But okay. She's, and then they go to a house where they've met the match.
Damn. Love.
But she has like black hair in it.
Tight.
She's giving.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just so good and watchable.
Okay. I remember I wanted to see that and then I just never got around to watching it.
It's like a Netflix movie. Okay. But it was nice to see her like semi-humble beginnings.
I'm loving like folklore horror right now.
I told you to watch You Are Not My Mother.
Oh yeah, that's on my list.
It's a Halloween movie.
I think I've recommended this one before, but I just saw it's on Hulu for free, The Feast.
Mm-mm.
It's a folklore horror, like a Nordic, I think.
Hmm.
It's like a very rich family is getting ready to like host a dinner party. And
things are afoot.
Things go brutally wrong.
Damn.
Yeah. It's really good, like aesthetics and sound design.
Yeah. There was also this movie I watched a few months ago. Did you ever see Ready or Not? Or no, You're Next. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the woman who plays the mom in that? She's like, she's kind of like a horror, indie horror queen. I forget. I'll have you post it on Patreon. But it's a really good, it's about like a couple that moves into this country home and it's set in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And their son has just died. And then they start experiencing like supernatural entities and then their friends come to stay with them and then like all this shit goes down and it's really fucked up.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love it. You know what else takes place in a house that
house
of a
horror.
Lot of shit goes down and it's really fucked up?
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy
Unique
Podcast.
Jersey Shore, bitch.
Whatever.
Snooki is on one. She's coming back to the house from the club. Her hair, or from drinks with JWoww at like 4 a.m.
From a chill girls dinner.
At 2 a.m.
At midnight.
Her hair is all kind of in her face. She's a little blackout, I think.
I think very blackout. She's like, I have to call my boyfriend. I have to call Emilio. Like, I just have to like get in touch with him. And she calls him, and he's out at a club. Scream talking. You can hear all these people in the background. He's like, hello? And she just goes, ew. And then starts yelling at him.
Mm-hmm.
And then
she once again contemplates being a lesbian.
He is like, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. It's too loud. Like, blah, blah, blah. And she's yelling. He's like, what the fuck are you yelling at me? Like, fuck you. He goes, whatever. There are half-naked girls everywhere here. Fuck you. And, like, hangs up on her. I was like, God, these women, the men have no respect.
They suffer fools in the show.
Snooki is reeling. She's, like, screaming and laughing, but then she gets sad. And she goes, men just, like, don't know how to, like, respect women. This is why the lesbian rate is going up.
She's truly a bi legend.
She's a social anthropologist.
She is.
She's clocking trends. She goes and like sits down in the girls' room and just she goes from lolling to bummed.
She fugues and then Sammy comes in. She's been sleeping and she's all like depressed about Ronnie because he's not home. And he goes, if you know something about Ron and what he's doing at the club and you don't tell me, I'm going to be real mad.
She's, what's Ron doing? What's he up to? Like, what's going on? And they're like, just say nothing. Snooki is staring into the void.
And Jen's just kind of like, and Sam's going to a place of like, she's now.
She already knows that she knows, if you have to ask, that's your first sign.
But she's not, she's doing that thing where she's not mad at him. She's mad at, she's taking it out on them.
Well, yeah, because if she actually got mad at him and actualized her anger, she wouldn't be with him anymore.
Yeah.
They go back out into the living room and Emilio calls Snooki again. And she is like, hello. And he goes, I got to be honest with you. I fucked a girl tonight. And I was truly, JWoww is sitting on the beanbag chair and looks right at the camera and gets up and like walks away.
Snooki's shaking.
She's like, what?
And she goes, what?
So I was really fucked up. I was blackout and this girl fucked me. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be honest. And then he was like, just kidding. Ah. And I was like, that's a rude prank.
Snooki is literally, her face looks hot and she's filling with rage and she's shaking and she goes, why the fuck would you joke about that? And he hangs up.
Then he calls back and they just like fuck with him and JWoww's answering. And then finally she just like tells him off and she's like, you're a fucking loser. You don't have a job. You ruined the best thing that ever happened to you. Good luck getting any girl that is going to care about you because you're just like a jobless fucking loser. Got it? And then it hung up and I was like, she's life.
I think that was the end of their relationship.
You need JWoww in your corner.
Emilio was a flop.
Yeah.
He couldn't handle a huge...
A star.
Mount Rushmore of a star.
Mm-mm. It takes a real man to handle a star like Snooki.
They go out into the yard again and Snooki and Sam is just like... Again, holding her arms, being like, where is he? Wearing her glasses. I'm like, just go to bed.
They go, Snooki and JWoww go and like break plates for like therapy.
Yeah.
And then Sammy, she's just, the energy is so bad. I'm also haunted that she's been sleeping all day and night on a bare mattress with a comforter.
Yeah, that's how you get bed bugs.
Well, that's also just like, you're wrong for that.
Yeah.
You just really like, there's one thing I ask in this world, and it's just like put one top sheet on.
At least a top sheet.
If you're not going to put a mattress pad and then a sheet, which is how it should really be, then the very least, even just a flat sheet that you tuck under, just please, I can't touch. You can't just like touch the mattress.
Everyone, please, please. I'm speaking to any straight men listening and gay men. Please have a mattress pad on your bed.
You just need that for protection.
You need that for protection. It just feels better. You can always tell the difference.
You've got to have a layer in between the mattress and your body. Ideally, sometimes like two layers.
I have two, too.
I don't want my mattress to get dirty.
No, and like it just attracts bugs. And this is from someone who like in my
Did you have bed bugs ever?
No.
Okay.
But this is someone from who had in my worst days of like using, I was giving Sammy.
You slept on mattress.
Yeah,
it's a sign of something's not right. Yeah, it's time for an intervention.
It's time for an intervention, or it's at least time to just like
take stock of your life and your choices and like where it's at.
Take
your life seriously, doll.
So,
Ron comes home. It's like 6 a.m. The boys are shit faced. I'm sorry if you've been out until 6 a.m. You've been creeping.
Ron goes, he like is mean to Sammy, goes into his bed and just like flops down. And Sammy's just like, what were you doing tonight?
Where were you? What were you doing?
She's like, why are you making me act like a bitch right now? And he goes, because you are a bitch. I'm like, oh.
I'm like, this is so bad. And then he's explaining, he goes, it's like beating a dead horse. And you know, if the horse is dead, you just got to leave it alone.
That's a great
true
allegory. It's the most truthful, I guess.
Fighting for the 3 millionth time. How many times this episode has Sam said she's fucking done? Single hour on the hour, Sam reaches a point of being done.
This was the longest episode somehow. I was like, every time I kept looking, I was like, still 5 more minutes?
I'm really harrowed and triggered by their relationship.
Yeah.
And just to see it, to know... I think at the time when I was first watching the show, it was funny because it was like You didn't know. Yeah. They were young. We were all young. They were young. And you're like, oh my God, like this is just like couples drama. Like, yeah. And I love couples fighting. But then to know that it went on for years after this.
Years. A decade.
And like that she's
a decade of horror.
No one's ever done in this relationship is oppressive.
And that no one's like, even though the girls, even Angelina and the guys too, but the girls like know how bad, like no one's saying anything.
Yeah.
It's like, it shows you that obviously it takes two in a toxic relationship like this. And like, that's a whole other beast. But when the people around a couple knowing that this couple is bad for each other and they're hurting each other, if they don't say anything, that's when it's like, everyone needs to check themselves right now.
Well, what is anyone else going to do? Well, they do end up saying stuff and it doesn't change anything. Like these two fools still stay together. And even JWoww in this episode at one point was like, he just called you a fucking bitch. Like, and you're immediately going back to him. Like, don't you see what a fool that makes you?
Yeah.
Because they're all friends and they're in the group together. So it's like, to me, I'm like, when it's a couple like that, you're just kind of like, like, I don't.
That's true.
You try not to get involved because it's just like their own sick drama.
Well, Snooki says, I think he made his point clear that he could be here with you right now and he's not.
Yeah, like they say it insofar. They pretty much say everything except like, you're a fucking idiot for getting back together with this person. If he wanted to be here, he would have been here. But he's out at the club.
It's literally the most overt, blunt, perfect way of summarizing it.
Yeah.
If this person wanted to, they would be with you, but they're not here right now, so they don't want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
it's very simple at the end of the day.
The next day, the girls get Japanese food. It looked good. Hungover.
They're hungover, eating sushi, and then Angelina just straight up lies about anything she's seen in the clubs because she's the only person going out with the boys.
I died at Sam or Jen being like, you know, I'm not mad at Angelina for lying. Honestly, I'm just like, she's really stupid.
You can see JWoww kind of coming around on Angelina, like giving her a little bit more like trust and leeway.
Yeah.
But I love knowing that it just eventually breaks down and she'll never forgive her again.
Sam's like, do you know anything about what Ron's doing? And Angelina's like, honestly, no, I don't see him. I haven't seen him doing anything. But I'm like, you are the worst liar.
You're a terrible liar. It's very obvious that you've seen it all.
Also, Angelina farts.
She's Angelina, never not like excreting.
Yes.
Have you gotten?
Yeah.
You know exactly.
That was really sad and fucked up and humiliating. And
but
I was.
She's always doing that. I didn't realize it was from the jump. She's always having like. She's excreting.
She's secreting
poop. There's what we're talking about is there's a moment on Family Vacation where
season one
where they bring Angelina back and they're like, maybe we'll give her a chance to like come back and make it right. And she comes back into the house, she apologizes, then everyone goes out, she gets so drunk that she's like, oh my God, like she's like, I just had a period shit like in my pants. She's like, I shit my pants and it's also my period. And then everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, it's like JWoww,
Jenny's
she shits
like, her pants in a cab on the way home.
Well, it's they're at dinner and JWoww's like, who's gonna be one to tell her? And she's like, I'll do it. And she's like, Angelina, we've enjoyed having you here, we're glad that you apologize, but you gotta go home
because you're not
family.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's embarrassing enough, and then Angelina starts, she's like, I'm just grateful that you guys let me be here anyway. And they're like, so let's take Angelina out for one last night, which is also like
horrible.
And then on the way home, she's in the girls' cab, she finally has some kind of like
rapport,
and then someone's like, it smells really bad in this cab. And Angelina's just in
she's like,
back,
I shit myself,
and she literally pooped her pants, which like, listen, it happens, but like, it could have been worse timing.
The worst possible scenario in which to poop oneself is
like, if it was Snooki, everyone
fine.
Would have been like
all
laughing,
is forgiven, and
all
it's
is forgiven
fine.
But you were literally the black sheep. No one really wants you there.
You can't be a black sheep and then also be like farting and shitting yourself. Like, those two don't, it's like, you can't do that.
And like, look, I'm not it's like, no judgment to people who, like, everyone has sharded or shit their, you know, whatever, but like, she does it a lot and it's worrisome.
There's always something afoot.
And you never really see her.
I'm like, do you have gastrointestinal issue? Like something.
Which is real.
Yeah. I'm just like concerned.
Me too.
And when I saw that, I was like remembering Family Vacation. And I was like, this is something.
This is a theme.
This is a big problem.
It's a big problem for poor Ange.
It's a big problem, doll.
Maybe that's why she's so upset all the time.
She's constantly holding in like a brew. She makes it like even worse though in Vacation because she's like, she tries to backtrack and she's like, no, it was just my period. And they're like, no, it smelled like shit in the car. And she's like, no, I swear to God, it's my period. I'll show you right now. And then tries to take off her underwear and like show everyone. And
she's sitting in shit. She doesn't immediately change when she gets home.
No, it's just so, she's like, it's so bad.
She's like sitting in their living room. It's like 4 a.m. and they're all just like, she's like, don't tell the boys. And then of course they tell the boys. And then everyone's just, and honestly, everyone's, it's like, no one, they're not
everyone's
like,
pretty nice about it.
They're really nice about it. They're more all just like, oh, like everyone's they're disturbed. Yeah. It's like kind of a,
it's disturbing.
It's like disturbing behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's 'cause at their age, it's like, that's, you know, at our age, like there's something up.
I created a song. Staten Island girls, they're unforgettable.
Pooping all night.
I was just like, she's really giving Staten Island girls a bad name.
Oh my God. Teresa Giudice and Renee Graziano are starring in a movie called Forget About It.
Forget About Christmas.
Forget About Christmas.
We've got to watch that for like a bonus episode about it.
Vinny's in it too.
Hell yeah.
The only bad part is fucking Perez Hilton's in it.
I know. I saw that and was like,
God, that motherfucker.
Can someone remove Mario from
we can't have Mario.
Is he Italian-American?
I don't know what he is.
I thought he was like Cuban or something.
He's Cuban. I think he's like playing himself or something. But Graziano, Giudice.
Finally, the dream team.
Graziano, Renee now lives in Florida.
Hell yeah.
I think she's sober.
She needs to go south.
Yeah. Although, but I was like, this isn't right. She needs to be home.
I think it's good to get out of Staten Island. I don't think Staten Island is good for women.
Renee.
Like, even Angelina, I was like, you got to get out of Staten Island.
Angelina needs, I'm worried for her. That made me like, oh.
I know. But then she's like kind of redeeming herself as the vacation seasons go on. And I guess now everyone, she's like a fan favorite on the franchise. So love that for her. Hope she's like getting diapers or just like.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The boys make, Mike makes family dinner, the first Sunday dinner in Miami. And then they play sexy questions.
They were like, we're going to just chill and we're going to put on like sexy lingerie and then play questions. And then everyone comes out. But then Angelina comes out in a look that I was like, you know, it was just like she takes it too seriously. And she posts up in like a corner with her little legs crossed. And I was like, Angelina, please.
She's giving look.
She shredded out in a look.
Sammy is deranged. They're like,
she has like Ron derangement.
Who's the president of the I fucked up?
I'm fucked foundation.
The IFF. And then Sammy's like, and everyone goes like, haha, Ron. And then she's like, what's the IFF foundation? What's going on? What's no one telling? I'm like,
you know exactly what's going on.
You're a big dummy. I'm sorry. You know exactly what's happening. You're choosing to injure your soul. And like, I understand like a toxic abusive relationship, it's hard to pull out of it.
Well, but it's also like, have some fucking self-respect and like also wake up. Stop living in the dark. After a certain point, you're choosing to be.
Turn on the lights. Turn on the lights.
Someone asked a question that's like, who's the biggest cheater in the house? And then everyone goes totally silent. And it's like, obviously it's Ron. I love her being like, what? Like,
and then he's like, she's like, you cheat? And Ron's like, we've all cheated.
And I was like,
then later Ron falls asleep on Sam. Like,
he goes out with the guys, laughs with them about hooking up with other girls, and then goes immediately inside and is like, you want to go to sleep with me?
He sleeps on her. She becomes a Casper mattress.
She does. She goes full original Casper as he lays, and she goes, it's like he's destroying me. And her face, close up on her face, and she was just like,
she's like this.
He treated her like she treats her mattress. Laying down bare.
No top sheet.
He literally slept. He sprawled out on top of her, just bare.
Arms at his side, like he was a fish. And he's just.
And her face.
It's like when I let Mango use my head as a pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like this. This was Sam.
I've let Tony use my neck as a pillow before. I was like, oh, this is cute. And then I wake up the next day and I'm like, I've broken like my cervical spine. So I've stopped doing that.
It's like he's
destroying me. Then stop dating him. Enough.
Snooki and J-Wo are out, and Snooki just flat. The whole episode is about fucking Ron and Sam. It's so annoying.
Mm-hmm. J-Wo's like, we gotta do something.
Snooki goes, he doesn't love her. She's right.
True.
She doesn't love him either.
No, she likes this dynamic.
Yeah.
But like, this is not how people love each other.
No.
J-Wo goes, I know what we'll do. We'll go to a local place and we'll write an anonymous letter. And I was like, I just love, we'll go to a local place.
The internet cafe.
We'll go to a local place and we'll write an anonymous letter.
I know a place
where the trash is always piling up. Sipping Ron Ron juice. LMFAO on the stereo.
You can travel the interstate of the tri-state area and never get there. Who wants to party with us? You'll be falling in love on the Verrazano Bridge stat in
Island Girls. They're unforgettable. Platform heels, bustiers on top. Dark brown hair.
And fart,
so hot, you'll melt your popsicle.
Shit in your pants.
Everyone's getting ready to go out. Ron makes a disgusting drink that, like, no one can actually swallow. And then he's like, I'll drink all of that. And they were like, who's on Ron watch tonight?
And Sammy goes, not me. Not me.
It's like, literally, you're going to be glued to him.
You're going
to
be.
This is where it starts. You. It's 1,000% you.
They're at the club and they're fighting again.
They're fighting even before they leave. They're starting to like bicker, and Vinny goes, Ron and Sam are fighting. And then they go to the club, continue the fight.
He's doing that thing where he's like, has her against the wall. There's nothing she loves more than being
pinned.
Pinned with her. Doesn't she have glasses on?
Maybe.
And she's like this. And he's going.
As he just like.
She's going, I hate you. She says that to him and he goes, I love you, baby.
Well, he's like, first,
he
like,
says, I hate you too.
He's hating her. And then he's like, fuck you. Like, he's like, he starts in, they fight, they needle each other. And then finally he gets to a place where he's like, fuck you. I fucking hate you. Like, you're a fucking bitch. And then she's just like, and then she goes, all right, that's how you want to play it. That's how you want to play it. Oh, okay. I'm done. I'm done. And I'm she's done again. She 10 goes, minutes later, literally, maybe not even, the girls, she's like, I'm done. I'm going out with the girls then. You have fun. You have fun with your life because I'm fucking done.
I'm done.
Don't ever talk to me again. 2.5 minutes later, she's walking down the street with JWoww and Snooki. And she goes, I got to go check on Ron. I got to go see if he's okay. Like, because maybe if I just make an effort, he'll like come around. And JWoww's like, do you hear what you're saying right now? Like, he literally just called you a fucking bitch and you're like running back to him. I was like, this is also mental illness.
It's mental illness, love. And he goes, she goes, Sam goes, I didn't do anything to the kid.
I do anything to the kid, but I'm worried about him. He's all by himself.
Good.
Good.
Leave him
Maybe
there.
Maybe he'll go roll into a ditch Leave and like have some sort of life-changing experience where he like sobers up.
I just remember the most boring toxic couple in history.
Truly, she goes up to him. He's getting in a cab by himself. And she goes, I just want to ask you something. I want to ask you something. And he goes, no, just go, go, go.
Listen and to him.
He leaves her in the street. And then she goes, after that, done.
She goes, this kid is off the wall.
After that,
done.
Like, literally, we've been done 4 times over the span of less than 24 hours.
Also, when someone tells you, like, truly,
when someone says, fuck you, you're a fucking bitch,
and go,
yeah,
then
you go.
You, as hard as it might be, you listen to that and you run away and you take a plane and you go back to Hazlet.
The sad thing is, though, is that one of them would have had to leave the show to like end it. And it's like, just when your dreams are taking flight, like,
you just have to
commit. Look, after that, done.
This kid is off. I just wrote, Ron needs true, serious detox.
No, he needs to be like hospitalized.
He needs to be straitjacket.
Yeah.
And then they get back and he goes into breastfeeding mode.
Well, they first go to another club. The whole crew walks there. And then Ron like shows up later.
He's like in the cab. He's going.
And Sam is, by the way, looking stunning.
Yeah.
Hair so shiny, like dancing. I was like, this is a moment where you could creep and like destroy his life. That's a thing too that she doesn't understand, is that she has so much power in this situation and like could get any guy. And she can't activate.
She has so much power and she can't harness
it.
She can't use it.
And then he rolls up to her and he goes, hey, he goes, I hate you so much because I love you. And that's when she goes back into like loving being pinned and like talked to. But it's also like, when someone says, I hate you so much because I love you, that's also like
terrifying.
You've got to get out of there. Don't.
Ah! If I heard that, I would literally go, ah! I'm so sorry. We shouldn't be together.
She goes, I think we should go, baby. Like, I think we should go. She goes, I'm going to take care of you. And then
he goes into mummy mode.
He goes full.
Literally, he's like he has his face on her tit. And he's just going.
She's like, I'll take care of you.
I'll take care of you.
And he, by taking care of him, what she means is she'll take a pot out of the kitchen and set it down by the bed.
And then goes into, again, Casper mattress.
Yeah. And then he is like so drunk that he's trying to get up and just falling over. I was scared for how drunk he was.
Yeah, he was scary drunk. He's always wearing black socks, too.
But I'm also like, she must really, like, he has such a hold on her because there's nothing grosser to me than, like,
a
man who's, like, so drunk and sweaty, he's falling over and then is, like, puking his guts out the next day. And she, like, walks into his post-puke bathroom. And she's like, baby, like, go lie down.
Go lie down. I'll take care of you. And then they get to the couch and she's like, you were so drunk last night. Oh, my God. I had to take care of you. And he's like, really?
He's like, that's my girlfriend. She did take care of me. So I love her.
And she's like, oh, finally he says it. Finally he says what I've been wanting him to say for so long. I was like, I went like this. And then we get the
I love when she's like, when she's done for like the third time, she was, you will never find another girl like me. You will never. After that,
I'm done. And then
and then immediately, not only are you not done,
you're his girlfriend.
You're his girlfriend, and you're like wiping his like
puke
duty butt. Like,
come here.
Being like, baby, like, let's baby, go sit down.
Baby, let me you wipe your hiney.
Like laughing. Yeah. I was like, this is beneath you. I'm sad.
It gives me a knot in my stomach.
It's stressful.
The hell?
Baby.
Like, you're choosing to be around vomit rather than just, like, live your hot girl truth and, like, he smells so bad. I, like, know how that smells. And it's, like, just, like, all you have to do. I mean, it's easier said than done in this situation, but, like, I'm like, self-medicate. I'm like, this is a great time for blow. This is a perfect time to start doing a lot of blow.
Go enter a cocaine phase and
get into your cocaine era.
And then go out and feel really good about yourself and just like flirt and make out and fuck whoever you want.
Yeah. Numb your feelings of pain with as much blow as humanly possible. You're in the right place for it. Miami.
Oh, you get pura.
Yeah, you get pura. Go out with the girls, get some pura, and literally you'll feel so hot you won't have any emotions because you'll be so coked out.
You'll be talking to
you'll
people.
Feel thinner and hotter than ever. You'll be chatting up a storm. You can go, like, honestly, this would be a great time to get
addicted to coke,
get addicted, but also get with like a really hot drug dealer.
Yeah, go like, go
who will like, and then literally like kill Ron or threaten his life.
Yeah
Who's picking you up from the shore house, from the Miami house, like every night for like a beautiful Scarface date. And you can be like the Michelle Pfeiffer to his Al Pacino and be like, bye, Ron. You'll never find another girl like me.
And start smoking cigs.
Yeah.
And then just get like, and then, but then eventually be like, I have to get sober.
Yeah. But then you have like a lot to write about. Yeah. Then you have like a memoir and you can do that whole circuit.
Oh,
like,
my God. And then she could write a memoir that gets turned into a TV series eventually.
Yeah. This I would never really advise. There's certain people that I would advise to like immediately get into a full blown cocaine addiction. But this is a situation where you should. And
yeah,
you should have.
It's a missed opportunity to get hooked on drugs. And she missed that.
To get absolutely blown the fuck out of your mind.
And she blew her chances.
I know.
By not blowing.
Honestly.
Fucked up.
If you can't get over an ex and you find your... If you're like, whoa, I'm watching this. I'm also in kind of a Salmon Ron situation.
Do coke.
I think it's time for some pura.
It's
time for the pura treatment.
And let me tell you. Once you've done pura,
you
don't come back from pura. I don't think I was the same after doing pura.
I don't even remember like the last time I was like truly coked out. I think it's been so long.
I can't talk about it.
Okay.
Then we get to the immortal moment at some local place.
The local place.
The Chechenian internet cafe where Sam and
every internet cafe has like a green light.
Oh yeah.
They love like the webcam above the computers. Like a big desktop computer.
I remember when one opened in my town and it was a big deal.
I love that.
And they write a letter.
Snooki's
an anonymous
writing,
letter.
JWoww's dictating.
Snooki has great, she's a great typist.
She's giving secretary vibes.
She has really
and
good.
And JWoww's giving CEO.
She has stenographer energy. She has really good, she's a good, it's like me during typing class. Remember? Yeah. So they write, Sam.
Sam. The other night at bed.
Ron made out with several girls and put his head between their breasts.
I love them going, JWoww goes, write out breasts, because everyone else would say like tits, but we're saying breasts and that'll make it them. They won't know who wrote it. I'm obsessed with that. I love the thought of them, someone reading it and being like, breasts.
No one in here would write that. Mm-hmm. And I love Sam. And so he says the immortal line, oh, this is going to be so bad.
I love her writing it. This was giving writer's room, comedy writer's room.
It is.
She goes, put his hand, head between breasts. And she goes, boing. And she goes, just kidding. I won't say that. And they laugh and they get back to business.
This is also giving just like night before.
This is us getting ready for a show.
Oh my God. This is going to be so bad.
Creating the show docket.
Yeah. Creating the, what is that thing we use? Keynote.
PowerPoint?
No, keynote.
It's PowerPoint, doll.
PowerPoint. So tune in next week for
They go home. Well, they go home and they have the note.
They leave it.
And they're like, Angelina's there. And JWoww's like,
don't you fucking say a thing.
Angelina and Sammy had gone out on a one-on-one dinner where Sammy grilled her about whatever was going on. And Angelina gave like really bad excuses. She was like,
they were like at a Panera.
Yeah. She was like, they got broccoli cheddar soup bowls. And then she was like, so what's Ron been up to? And she was, truthfully, like, I don't know because I never looked. But like now, definitely if I see something, because we're friends now, like I'll definitely tell you. I was like, she's lying to you.
And Sam being like, yeah, if any of you seen anything and you're not telling me, like, I wouldn't be friends with you anymore. And that'd be really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And Angelina just was like.
And then she's like, JWoww's like, we wrote the note. And she goes, no.
Don't involve me. Don't involve me.
I'm not involved.
And then JWoww goes, you are involved.
You were there.
Literally.
Seen.
You've seen all this happening. I'm not involved. Don't involve me.
Don't. And they go, we're leaving it. We're going to leave it. If he does one more thing, and if I see one more tear roll down her face, we're going to leave it.
Good friends.
They are good friends.
They're good. They're feminists.
Breasts.
That is a they opted for the female gaze.
Yeah. They're doing the Lord's work.
They are.
I want them to have like a business.
Where they write anonymous notes?
Yeah, or just like they Sleuth. Should write stuff together. They should write and pitch stuff together.
They probably have.
I know, but like, let's like do it.
They should do a job where like, if you want something to be, if you want to tell someone close to you something, but you're afraid to, you can have them write it.
Yeah.
Anonymously.
They always just go like name, comma. And then it's like a very straightforward. You have a horrible drug problem.
Carrie.
You've done pura one too many times.
The other night at bed.
You are in pura. You keep the Slim Jim in your bed. We're terrified.
That was
rock bottom.
Girl.
The beds tell everything you need to know.
The bed keeps the score.
The bed does keep the score. Look at your bed.
And what's under it.
And you'll know everything that you need to know about yourself and about anyone else.
And if you see multiple Slim Jims and roving magnums of Merlot.
You've stumbled upon old Icaro's bed of yore.
The cursed bed. Damn.
But you're out of that phase now.
Oh, yeah.
You're high on life.
I'm high on life, baby.
Guys,
tickets for LA shows January 11th and 18th, 2023 are on sale now at the Dynasty Typewriter Theater.
Get them while the getting's good.
Come to one, come to all.
We'll see you on the bonus episode.
Ciao. Happy Halloween.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.